Hi, this is Tyler Gosselwarm of views.com and flinkmobile.com. Today is November 9th, 2010. This is podcast number 45, and my special guest is Stephen Hughes of the Boston Pocket PC Users Group and a bunch of other stuff, but I'll let him introduce himself. And this is what I hope will be a series of...
Hey, Todd.
Hey, Stephen. This will be a series of podcasts, I hope, with fellow Windows Mobile, Windows Phone enthusiasts. I've known Stephen for many years now. Stephen, tell us a little bit about yourself and any projects you want to let folks know about that. I know you've done a lot of writing, for example.
Yeah, I do write for several publications. I'm also actually working on technical editing, a few books on Windows Phone 7 by some fellow MVPs as well.
Nice.
John Westfall, he's got a book coming up that's basically going to be for beginner and introductionary users. That's going to be called, Windows Phone 7 Made Simple.
Aha.
And then on the developer side, I'm going to also take a book for Don Sorcinelli, also another Microsoft MVP. That's going to be Windows Phone 7 Recipes.
Ah, and if I recall a conversation between the two of them, those two books are coming out right around the same time, too.
Yep. So it's been a nose to the grindstone type of a time period on chapters.
Okay, so one of the things I've been asking my fellow Windows Mobile, Windows Phone enthusiasts is, what phone have you been using recently before Windows Phone 7 emerged?
I flip between two different phones. I mean, I like to see all the different OSs that are out there. I mean, I did try the iPhone for a while, too. I actually went back to a Windows Phone 6.5 device, and then it was a T-Mobile HD2.
Okay, and what are you using right now?
Right now, I'm using the HD7.
Ah, the HTC HD7. That's the same one I'm using. And
yeah.
What do you think of it so far? You've had it for a little while now. I guess maybe a week or so.
I like it a lot. I mean, it has a little bit of niggles in it, like every device always has. But it seems to be performed fairly well. I was surprised actually at the battery life on it.
Oh, really? Because I have not been having. I think the battery life is better than, for example, my Nexus 1.
Oh, I do. I believe so, too. I believe it's better than the G2 also that I have.
Oh, okay. But it is not as good as the battery life on my iPhone 4, for example.
No, the iPhone has a much better battery life.
Yeah. So it's a good battery life compared to, say, some of the Android phones we've played with, but not the iPhone 4, right?
Right. And yeah. I think that might have something to do also with the screen size as well.
Yeah, it's got a gigantic 4.3-inch screen. What have you been doing with your Windows Phone 7, and have you been doing anything different with it, or have you felt differently about it than your previous Windows Mobile phones? I know I have. I feel a lot differently about it.
Yeah, I mean, the performance on it is really good. The UI is really good. It is what they say is glanceable, quickable, easily to use, but some of the functionality I have lost, I miss, but I can make up for it with other devices that I have.
Yeah,
like one of them,
go ahead.
Like tethering is like a huge thing I used to use on the other Windows Mobile phones I had, plus also the Androids as well.
Yeah,
but
that's
at least
true.
But I use a MiFi as my backup. So.
Oh, okay. So you're taken care of.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, my Nexus 1 actually, because it had although I guess T-Mobile's going to make some changes to their policies, has been basically a free tethering for me on T-Mobile's network.
Yep. And they just gave it for the G2 as well, which was really nice.
Yeah, but I understand that they're going to be changing their tethering policies in terms of pricing and letting people use it for nothing essentially. So
yeah, that's basically their introduction for the. I mean, G2 is probably the last of the HTC Plus devices to get the tethering capability, but it looks like with the new MyTouch 4G, they're going to be slapping on a tethering plan, just pretty much like what every other carrier pretty much does.
Ah, okay.
Some carriers don't even allow tethering, so.
Yeah, that's true. Or it's limited, like the original Motorola Droid and Verizon only provides USB tethering, no Wi-Fi tethering. Yeah. So getting back to with the Windows Phone 7, so I guess we've had it around the same time. What's been the big win for you? For me, it's been a mix of things. It's really fast performance. It feels a lot slicker and faster than my Droid or my Nexus 1. And I would say it's on par in performance, if not a little faster than my iPhone 4.
Yeah, it does. I mean, snappy is probably the correct term for it.
Yeah, snappy.
And the thing I like about it now, too, is that apps are sort of pile into the App Store. I mean, pretty much covering pretty much the most basic apps that I do use, so I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, it's missing a few important ones for me, like eWallet and Evernote. But
yep, those are my top two right now, too. And today, I just saw they had Sling, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, but one thing I have made a good use of that I didn't think I would is OneNote, which comes bundled with Windows Phone 7. I especially appreciate its ability to sync automatically or near automatically with SkyDrive. That's been not quite as good as Evernote, but pretty close.
Yeah, and because I missed the picture taking capability in Evernote, which I use a lot.
Yeah, although I think there is a camera thing. I think you can bring a photo in, but it's not quite the same.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, but, and you, with Evernote, you still have the web capability as well. If you still have your old Evernote.
Right, right. And although you can use the SkyDrive, you know, the you can edit in SkyDrive, OneNote in SkyDrive, so that really helps. So I tried that yesterday. I was in a two-hour meeting, and I used OneNote exclusively for my my note-taking. And, you know, I synced it up with SkyDrive. And when I got back to my desk, I ran OneNote as a cloud service in SkyDrive, edited it, and I noticed it synced back to OneNote on my phone. So that worked out real well.
That's great. Yeah, because I'm a whiteboard picture taker. I don't know if you are. Yeah, meeting, I always sit there and snap pictures of the whiteboard.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's really handy too. Well, yesterday we didn't have much whiteboarding. We were all on a projector doing PowerPoint, actually live web stuff. But and I have one disappointment is that the Excel and Word don't sync with SkyDrive. But hopefully Microsoft will fix that sometime soon.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of disappointing they could do it in my phone.
Yeah,
sync everything up there, and it's a slow transition. It's a hard transition for Windows 6.5 users. I mean, they had the nice capabilities to back up their phone and all that, but looks like that stuff's probably going to slowly come over to 7 as well. At least looks like they had to redo the whole infrastructure to get that to work.
Yeah. So you were mentioning that you downloaded a bunch of apps from the Windows Phone market. Any favorites emerge at this early point?
Well, of course, PDF support. I mean, that's a huge thing. I think we all use that every day. They have the Adobe Reader on there, which is kind of nice. Actually, allow you also to save the PDFs locally onto the device, which I thought wasn't going to be a capability. They managed to squeeze that in.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice. AP Mobile is always one of my favorite applications on all platforms. It's like from anything from iPad, iPod, to Android, to Windows Mobile, and to Windows Phone as well. And I think they stepped it up a bit with Windows Phone 7. They did a really nice job with that. IMDb is also another nice thing to have as well.
Oh, definitely.
They use a lot. Some other ones, Facebook is actually pretty decent. I mean, it's missing some of the capabilities you might see, like on the iPhone 4, if you do a lot of threading or grouping. But pretty much most of the functionality is pretty much there, and it's very easy to use. And you don't have any. It doesn't seem like there's have many memory leaks as I've had on some of the other devices.
Yeah. Have you found a good way to search for apps in the market while you're on the phone, and as opposed to being in the Zoom?
The marketplace, it looks like they're starting to do some updates and some smart filtering.
Yeah.
And depending on where you are on it. But there's also an application out there, too, that has Taps 2 or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I haven't looked at that one.
And I'm
looking at my marketplace right now, and I think there's an update to the marketplace itself, but it looks kind of big, so I'm not going to do that until I can get to a fast Wi-Fi connection somewhere.
Yeah, and that looks like what they're doing. So let's say if you're in games, you can search right into games. So there's a little bit of smart filtering that way, rather than before you filter through and search for everything.
Yeah.
And it looks like they might be caching some of it as well. I don't know if that's an issue they had before.
Right.
But it looks like it's all server-side, so it's a good thing that at least they can make updates server-side.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that even though there's not, you know, like hundreds of thousands of apps, the ones that are there are pretty good. And, you know, I've been getting a lot of value from them is what I mean. And having Microsoft Office has been, again, since I haven't used Windows Mobile in about half a year now. It's been nice to have that. And as a, you know, mostly an Android user, Nexus One user for the last 6 months, having Netflix on my phone has been
nice.
I mean, you know, I can do it on iPhone, but it's this has a much bigger screen than the iPhone. Plus, that little kickstand is kind of handy to have, too.
Yeah, they do a lot of optimization on that with it, and it's really well done. The only thing I'm missing from Netflix that I do miss from, like, the Windows app and from some of the other apps is that there's no ability to control your DVD key. It's all streaming content only.
Right, right, right. So, yeah. I have never actually rented a physical DVD disc from Netflix, so I haven't missed that one.
So you fall right into the demographic then of all streaming.
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny because, you know, I only started subscribing to Netflix because my local Blockbuster closed, you know, physical disc kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And once it closed, I said, well, I guess I'll go to Netflix, and then I never felt the urge to rent a physical disc.
Yeah, we used to be streaming a lot. I mean, now you can kind of now see why Netflix accounts for 1/5 of all network traffic, right?
Right. Right. Well, Stephen, I wanted to I got to get moving again, and I know you're super busy. Just got back, and this is mostly a sound test because I've been, as I mentioned in my early recording with Jason Dunn in Podcast 44, and so I wanted Steve was nice enough to test that out again with me, and hopefully a few other friends will join me. And as soon as I get these sound issues worked out, we'll do it more often. But Steve, if you want to plug anything else,
we can cover more apps in detail later on too. That's fine to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Hoping to do this, semi-regularly, maybe a couple times a month if your schedule and other people's schedules allow. I think it'd be fun as we, learn more about Windows Phone. And we can talk about other stuff, too. I mean, I know that Steve and Jason, pretty much everybody else you hear me talk with or enthusiasts in the gadget space play with just tons and tons of stuff. And I learn an awful lot whenever I'm able to sync up with people like Steve and Jason and other folks you'll be hearing on these podcasts.
Yep. Yeah, well, one thing we forgot to talk about was the Xbox Live.
Oh, yeah. Did you get I do not have an Xbox 360, and I just saw the Xbox 360 with Kinect bundle at Costco yesterday, and I was tempted, but did not pull the trigger.
We might want to bundle in a 3D TV with it as well.
I think they might have had one of those, too. But in any case, Steve, thanks for doing this sound test with me over Skype.
Sure.
And it's been a lot of fun. I'll talk to you hopefully in a week or so. Maybe we can get back together again and see what we've learned in the next couple of weeks.
It's been a pleasure, Todd.
Okay, so this has been Todd Ogasawara, podcast number 45, with my special guest, Steve Hughes. Thanks a lot, Steve, and I will talk to you later.